Hi there, Demera.
Yes,
Hi
Master
there.
Telling.
Yeah, of course. Hi, Demera. My name is Lupe, speaking on a recorded line. I'm just calling and reaching out in regards for the Depo Provera lawsuit inquiry. Do you still need some assistance?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, and then was it yourself that was using the Depo Provera?
Yes.
All right, I see. And then what was your injury after taking Depo Provera?
I had like dizziness, numbness in my arms.
Oh. Did you
What's that?
ever get a formal diagnosis from the doctor?
Yeah, they determined that I had I don't know how to pronounce it.
No, I can kind of hear what you're trying to say. Is it meningi? I can't really s is it spelled?
Yeah.
Can you try to say it for me? I'm sorry.
It's I'm gonna look it up real
Yeah,
fast
you're
for you.
fine. Thank you so much. I'm sorry about that.
No, it's okay. It's my fault too.
That's okay. There you
Meningioma,
go. There you go.
the
Meningioma.
brain, the
Meningioma.
brain
There you go.
tumor.
I'm really sorry about that. And where was that
No,
located?
it's okay. What was
What was the meningioma located in your body?
It was a brain tumor.
Okay, so it was a okay that okay. I'm really sorry to hear that. And then, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes, I
All
would.
righty. And then, did you already get an attorney to assist you on filing a claim?
No, I did
Okay,
not.
no worries. And then, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, aka you haven't signed documents with another law firm? Is that correct?
Correct.
Alrighty. And then, who will be filing this claim? It will be for yourself, correct?
Yes.
Alrighty. And then, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And then, what is the date of the diagnosis for the meningioma of the brain?
I was diagnosed on June 6th of 2012.
2012, June 6th of 2012. Okay, thank you for providing me. And like I said earlier, I'm really sorry to hear that. Okay, so three,
Yes,
four,
okay.
five, six. Okay, so
It's in our
that's
past now.
oh. And then that is 6/6/2012. Okay, so I got that. And then what is your date of birth?
February 4th, 1979.
1979. Okay.
Yes.
1979. And your birthday just passed. Well, happy
Yes.
late birthday.
Thank you.
Alrighty. So I got February 4th of 1979 for your birthday. And then, do you know anyone else who was also injured by using Depo Provera?
I don't really talk to him anymore, so I
It's
mean
okay if you
I
don't
had
let me.
another friend that did, but I don't really I'm not it's
That
been a couple of years now, so I haven't really so seen them in a while.
That's okay. that is totally fine. If no one comes up to the top of your head right now at the moment, I will be texting you at the end of the call with my direct number. So feel free to give my number to anyone who may need our help, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. So did you receive a Depo Provera pill or a Depo Provera shot? Shot, okay. And then did you consume, use the name brand injectable Depo Provera?
What was that one more time?
No, you're fine. I'll say it a little slower. Did you consume, use the name brand injectable Depo Provera?
I'm not exactly sure what the name was, to be honest with you.
It's asking here which injectable did you use? Do you recall if it was just Depo Provera?
Yeah, it was just Depo Rivera.
It was just Depo Provera. Okay, no worries. So you never took the generic version, just Depo Provera, right? Okay.
Yes.
Alrighty. Thank you for confirming that. And then, how many years was the Depo Provera used?
2 years.
2 years. Okay. And then, within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least four injections before being diagnosed?
Yes.
Alrighty. And then, did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 through the present date?
Yes.
Alrighty. And then the next question here is just the usage start date and the usage stop date. These are just estimates. We're first going to start off when you first think you started using the Depo Provera. So you only used it for 2 years. When's the first year you recall you used it?
March 2010.
March 2010 was the first year. So March 2010.
I want to go for a minute.
Alrighty. And then do you want me to put the 1st of March of 2010 or do you recall the day?
That's fine. I don't
That's fine.
recall the day.
That's okay. And then what would be the year and month for the stop date when you stopped using it?
June 2012.
Alrighty, June 2012. And then the same thing, you want me to put June 1st of 2012?
Yes.
Alrighty, thank you for confirming that.
I'm
And then for the re
sorry.
for the recorded line, I apologize in advance. Can you please confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Thank you. We are required to ask. I
No,
apologize.
I understand.
And then can you please provide me with your marital status? Single, married, divorced, widowed?
Single.
Single. Thank you for providing that. And then I got the spelling of your first name here. Really pretty name.
Thank you.
Deemra. Yeah, you're welcome.
Correct.
Correct. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And then I got your last name here as well. I'll spell it out. I got CIERPICH.
Yep, that's correct.
Thank you. And then how do you pronounce your last name? I didn't want to get that wrong.
It's pronounced sear pitch, but it's
There you go,
properly
Sierra Pitch.
said chirpic.
Serpic, Serpic. Okay, there you go. I just didn't want to
Chirpic.
mispronounce that.
Yeah,
And
okay.
and then, do you have a middle name so I can put your initial here?
Marie.
Marie, so M. Okay. And then, do you have any suffix in your name, like a junior, senior, the second, the third, nothing like that, right?
No,
Alrighty.
I do not. Thank
And
you.
then, yeah, no worries. Let me see here. And then, in order for the attorneys to pull up your medical records, can you please provide me with your full social?
560 550649.
So I got 560-550649. Is that correct?
Yep.
Thank you. And then I got an email here, a file already. Just confirm if it's correct. I got DCIERPICH79@gmail.com.
Yes.
Thank you. I got a primary phone number here as 702-542-8984.
Yep, that's
Thank
correct.
you. And then is this a mobile phone number?
Yes.
All right, thank you for confirming that. All right. And then what's going to happen here after we're done with the intake, I'm going to send you a DocuSign that requires some signatures and initials. After you're
Okay.
finished with that, it's going to take a couple of business days for the law firm Ben Martin to reach out to you. What's the best contact preference for you when the law firms reach out to you? Would it be a phone call, a text message, or an email?
Any one of them is fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna put down phone for you, and then what's the best time of day? Morning, afternoon, or evening?
After.
Afternoon. Okay, got you. And then can you please confirm the home address?
My address when I first initially did the claim was 28 or 3639 Palindo, but I moved since.
It's
Can I
okay.
give you my new address?
Where you live at now?
Okay, 2820 Kandahar,
Okay.
Kandahar.
Is that Avenue North, Las Vegas, Nevada?
Is North Las Vegas.
Okay, North Las Vegas. I got that right here.
Eight, okay, 89081.
Yeah, correct. All right, so I got 2820 and then Kandahar, Kahira Avenue, North Las Vegas for the city. And then the county is Clark County, State Nevada, and then zip code is 89081.
Correct.
Thank you so much. And this is a house, right? It's not an apartment letter number or unit number.
Nope.
Thank
Nope,
you
the
for
house.
confirming that. And then was the Depo Provera administrated by a doctor or a medical staff or by yourself?
It was administered by a doctor.
By a doctor.
By a doctor.
Okay, and then I can help you with this because you used it for 2 years. How often did you use it per year? Like the how many depot shots did you get per
I
year?
used it like once. I took it once every 3 months.
Makes sense. Okay, so that would equal to like 8 times in total, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, because it's asking how many times was an injured party injected with the product, so it'd be 8 times in total for those 2 years. And then it's asking what is the name of the doctor who administrated the Depo Provera? Do you remember the name of the doctor?
Okay. It was Adam Levy or Levy Levy.
Okay, and then Las Vegas, I found them here. Thank you, Dr. Adam Levi. Got them here. And then I can actually find out where he's at. And then it's asking what facility was this administrated? Do you know where you saw him at?
Sunrise Hospital.
Sunrise. Okay, Sunrise Hospital, Las Vegas. I found it right here. And then that is in 3186 South Maryland Parkway, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89109, right?
Correct.
Thank you. I'm gonna put that here for you. Got the facility number here as well on Google, so bear with me. Got the address right here.
Man, this lady just saved me. I had my keys in my car and it was unlocked.
Oh my gosh.
She's like, you
I'm
can't have your drink in here. And so I had to take it to my car and I just realized,
you
oh my
realize
God,
the
I didn't
keys
have
are in there. Oh my
my
gosh.
idiot.
Thank God you were able to
Right?
get your
Thank
keys.
God I had to go
Yeah.
out there.
Oh gosh. And then I'm sorry. Yeah. And then who it can be any any doctor who prescribes you any medication. Who's your prescribing doctor name?
Wouldn't it be?
Was it Dr. Adam Levi? It
Thank
can
you
be.
for sending me out to my car. My keys were in there. Okay.
Oh gosh.
All right. So, I only seen two doctors,
Okay.
and the one that diagnosed me with the tumor, and then the one I was getting the shot from.
Okay, the shot
So,
from. So he
I
would be the.
got.
Okay.
And that was Adam Levy.
Okay, then that would be the same doctor. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
So the prescribing doctor would be the same doctor, Adam. And then the facility name is the same place, Sunrise. And when you
Yeah.
pick up medication from do you pick it up at that Sunrise Hospital? Do you go to like CVS or Walmart or
CVS.
CVS? Okay, I'm gonna need that in a bit. So bear with me here. Let me just copy and paste this here. Address, prescribing facility number. CVS. All right, and then what CVS? Do you remember the street address for that? Can help you look for it.
Shoot.
Take your time. I don't mean to
Where
rush you.
It was the area code is 8901. I want to say no, it's 89108.
Eight
But
nine.
it was like, what's the name of that street? Torrey Pines, and I'm not sure exactly. Let me look it up. I'm gonna Google.
Yeah, go on Google. Go on Google. It's
Okay,
okay.
CVS. So I want to say, let me see, 89108. Okay, yeah, the Lake Mead, 6391 West Lake Mead.
Lake. And then you said it was 6391 Lake.
It's the West Lake Mead,
Oh,
LAKEMEAD.
I found it. I found it right
Okay.
here. Thank you so much. 6391 West Lake Mead Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89108.
Correct.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You are so helpful. Let me see here. So I got the phone number and I got the address here.
I spent all night trying to get all this together when I seen that I can file a claim, so I want to
No,
make
yeah.
sure when you guys call, I'd be ready.
No, yeah. You're fine. You're doing a great job. And then what was the
Thank you.
method of the diagnosis for the meningioma? Did they do like a CT scan, MRI, or both? Do you recall?
Okay, sure. 1 second.
No, it's okay.
Do you who it's probably do you guys have the banana tea here?
No.
Take the vanilla spot. They and it was they did a they did it put it head and
Was it, do you recall if it was a CT
how
scan?
did the MRI, CT
MRI.
scan,
Also both?
all the
Okay.
they did
And then I recall you mentioning the doctor who diagnosed you because there was two doctors. Who's the doctor who diagnosed you? Do you recall the name of the doctor?
that was Dr. J or RAGE.
You kind of lagged a little when you were talking. It kind of glitched out a little. I caught James
Oh,
Torres. Did I get
Dr.
that right?
J, yeah, Forage. Thank you for our Dr. James Forage.
Wait, Flores or Torres?
No, it's F as in Frank, O R A G E.
Oh, I found them. Las Vegas. Thank you so much,
At
Las
the
Vegas.
sunset, it's the well, it's on Sunset Road. It's the Southern Hills Hospital Medical Center.
And you said that was Southern, what hospital?
It's Southern Hills Hospital
Okay, I got you. Thank you so
on
much.
9300 West Sunset.
Yeah, I found it right here. Thank you so much. I just wanted to get the doctor's name and the address, cause I got his office address here, but it's different from the where you saw him at. So thank you so much. I got the other thing as well.
Yeah.
Let me put that in here for you. So Dr. James S. Forge, MD. That was Southern Hills Hospital. Address is right here. Alrighty. And now I gotta look at his specialty. He's a neurosurgeon, okay. Neural. Surgeon. Okay. And then was there any prior cancer diagnosis?
Before the depot?
No, yeah, no, before the meningioma, was there any prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Oh, thank God. I'm glad to hear that. And then have you received any treatment for your meningioma diagnosis?
I did. One second. Somebody's calling me on my line. I'm trying to let them.
Okay,
Do you have
and we
matches? Oh yeah, it is. Okay.
if we get disconnected, I'll text you from a 949 number. That's my direct number. My
Okay,
name
I'm not
is.
going to answer right now. This is more important.
Got you.
And
No, just in
they
case we
hung
get.
up. Yes, I. What was the question one more
No,
time? I
you're
apologize.
good. You're fine. You don't need to apologize. You're fine. And then I asked, what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma? Was there any chemo, radiation, anything like that?
Yes, so they did. Yes, radiation was definitely part of it. So they. Oh my gosh, this number is calling again. So that was performed, and then the doctor, they cut a small incision to. Oh, that. The are you talking about part of it?
I'm sorry, the connection's a little cutting off, but I couldn't really hear what you said. I'm so sorry.
Okay, so I underwent surgery to remove
Okay.
the tumor, followed by radiation
Okay.
therapy and some medication.
Okay, some medication
Okay.
as well. I got you.
Oxycodone, which I hated.
Oxycodone. Oh, you poor thing. Okay,
I
so
don't like.
okay. It's asking, I'm not sure why it says that right after, but it's I put radiation in surgery, but then it's asking where and why. I'm just gonna put an A for that. I'm not sure why it's asking that.
Okay.
But
What's Oh my.
No, and then the doctor who treated you, was that